Well, we know that Secretary Clinton is visiting Senegal before continuing on to other African nations to congratulate, of course, the President Sall, whose coalition won a landslide majority in legislative elections earlier this month. He has 119 out of 150 seats in the National Assembly. And the Secretary wants to applaud Senegal's democracy because there were some problems with this election that were eventually solved democratically. And this is very important as an example in Africa and in the world, that at times there can be friction, there can be politicians trying to hang on to power for too long of a time, as many in Africa. And Senegal has been able to resolve that issue very positively. Also, we shouldn't forget that nearby in Mali, at the northern part of the country, is now basically under the control of Al-Qaeda and of terrorist forces. And so there is a preoccupation, a concern on the part of the U.S. To show support for Senegal that has a border, a considerable border with Mali, in any eventuality that this conflict might spill over.
Do you think President Macky Sall could ask U.S. help in resolving the problem in Mali's north, especially knowing the fact that any problems there could have a spillover effect in Senegal?
But of course, I'm sure that will be part of the agenda and part of the conversation where Senegal wants to make sure, receive assurances from Washington that should Al-Qaeda and its allies try to move into Senegal, particularly to acquire maybe access to the sea, that the U.S. will stand by and will provide assistance, just as it did with Rwanda by sending 100 special forces to help with the Lord's Resistance Army.
Now, do you think, what do you think is the significance of this entire six-nation African trip?
I think that one of the major objectives of the visit is to compete with China and try to limit China's influence, business making, and political power in Africa. China has made a very, very major effort to penetrate Africa, and first of all with business deals and with grants to different countries, because it is looking for guaranteed sources of resources like oil and minerals and also food. And therefore, it has a major presence in many African countries. This is of concern to the U.S., first of all, because of competitive reasons. Africa is a continent very rich in natural resources, as we all know, and these are highly in demand as competition hits up because of the development in all over the world. In India, in China, in Brazil, in South Korea, in South Africa, so that the U.S. and Europe are not the only areas anymore where there is a sustained need for raw materials. Therefore, they become more priced, more competitive, and more expensive. And the U.S. wants to use this as a maneuver to limit the influence of China. This will not be done openly. It will be done, of course, diplomatically, without naming names, but certainly cautioning African leaders not to strike deals too easily with China, particularly because, and this is what has given China an advantage over the U.S. and Europe, China doesn't ask questions, so to speak, about human rights, work conditions, labor laws, et cetera, et cetera. It is just purely looking at the economy. And this is often very attractive to many leaders when there is no questions asked, deals being made. So I think that this is one of the major objectives of the U.S. that is trying to recoup quite a bit of neglect of Africa along with Latin America in the past administration of George Bush, and also in part during this administration. They are trying now to catch up with time. Secretary Clinton was in Africa last year visiting Ethiopia, Zimbabwe, and Tanzania, Now, evidently, they want to reaffirm the presence and the interest and the support of the U.S. and, most of all, the business aspect. And this will be most visible, particularly in South Africa.
Now, do you think this is feasible to curb the influence of China in Africa, especially looking at the huge investment and loan guarantees that the Chinese are making towards African countries?
I don't think so. I think that this is an attempt. It is showing the flag. It is reminding African leaders of the involvement of the U.S., for example, in the fight against HIV/AIDS. But when it comes to investment, loan guarantees, money to be made, the U.S. is very much far behind. And it doesn't have the aggressiveness, the machinery, the organization, and the appetite that China has. The U.S. is a very wealthy country. It doesn't have to worry so much about an exploding population in the billion, and it has, you know, vast agricultural, mineral, oil, and gas resources on its own, and so it is not as committed to winning this battle like China is, that has over a billion inhabitants, that is developing very rapidly, that doesn't have the resources needed to do it, that is worrying about the future, particularly with droughts and changes in the climate that might impact food production. And so it is much more aggressive and much more willing to raise the skid, so to speak, in obtaining agreements, particularly with money. China is very pragmatic, and unfortunately, we could say, it is not constrained by human rights considerations like the U.S. And European countries might be.